This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my man, always great to catch up with you.
Good to be on with you. Well, you know, we need to start getting you other guys to lead into the segment.
Well, yeah, we need somebody different than Sefo. I was going to talk to Angel about that. We need. Hey, how about Shador Sanders, Mark?
Sure. Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can get that done. Yeah. Well, I mine hasn't played. I did one for you.
Yours plays all the time, to be honest.
So you got two.
Yeah.
So we need. Maybe I'll get one for Tad Boyle from you.
We need one from Tad. I have not had one from Tad. Can you hook me up with the Tad? Tad and I are basically best friends, Mark. Come on.
That's what I've heard. He tells me that all the time, in fact.
I'm sure he talks about me more than I talk about him. I'm sure, right?
Every single time I walk into his office, he said, "Hey, how's Brady doing?" He asks me all the time.
Well, when he asks you next time, say, "Hold on, record this for me real quick. We got to get Tad. It would be good." Yours plays all the time. In fact, one time we accidentally played it before I had a CSU guy on, and they were really mad. Mainly you, Mark. I said, "Oh, that was not my fault." Mark came in one day, he filled in for me, and he programmed it that way. So you might have enemies because of me, Mark.
Well, believe me, if I've got enemies, it's a long list. Take a number.
Okay, Mark. I gotta ask you something. Okay.
Sure.
And now I consider you a great friend of mine, somebody that I look up to in this industry. I also consider you to be a logical fan of the Colorado Buffaloes.
All right.
I put out any kind of tweet that might even suggest that I'm questioning what's going on with the Buffs, and there's a group of Buffs fans, I don't know who this group is, that are, Mark, I'm going to say it, man, they're just nasty individuals.
Yes. You know, I've always believed in life, anybody that says you cannot question somebody is on the wrong side of the line, right?
Yeah.
Everybody should be questioned. Everybody should be called to account. Everybody should be, whatever they do, we should be able to ask, especially in a public setting. I'm not talking about your personal life. You do whatever you want in your personal life. From a public setting, when anybody, I don't care if it's Deion Sanders, if it's Sean Payton, if it's John Elway, if it's Joe Sakic, I don't care who it is. Anybody that does something, it should be okay to, you know, especially when we're talking about like political leaders, right? We should be able to ask questions and why is this happening or how does that work? And so anytime I kind of see it, I get the same thing. It's kind of funny. You know, somebody enters the transfer portal, all I do is just retweet it. I don't even say anything about it. And all of a sudden I get these nasty messages about, what are you doing that for?
Wow.
It happened. It's news. And so that's an interesting aspect of this world that we live in right now. And I don't think it's unique to the University of Colorado and the football program. It seems to be that way in a lot of areas of life right now, that if anybody questions what I happen to agree with, you're automatically the enemy. And that's a sad way of looking at things, and it's really, I think, a byproduct of tribalism, and I'm not a big fan of that. So.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. And the funny thing on that too is, you know, I grew up, and I still am. I am a Buffs fan. I am a Rams fan. And when those two play each other, Mark, I always root for the team that I picked on the show. That's it. That's how I do it.
Because it's all about you.
It's all about me, Mark. Tad knows this. He'll tell you, man. All right, so. With the transfer portal stuff, and I, you know, again, part of that being a logical person, there's going to be names in this portal every single day. We're going to see it from every school throughout the country. However, it does seem like there is a large number of Buffs players entering that portal, and some of them are decent as far as big names on paper. You know, Cormani McClain, obviously, I know that didn't work out, but that's a big name. And then Dylan Edwards had some moments for the Buffs last year.
Well, without question, and remember, he was one of the highest regarded running backs coming out of high school. He committed to Notre Dame, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And Prime flipped him. And, you know, here's the thing about it when we get to the transfer portal. Everyone has to remember it. I was at an event last night. I was speaking, and I got asked about this. And I said, just remember, not everybody that goes in the transfer portal decides to go in the transfer portal, right? I mean, there are a lot of people that are being, you know, there's a footprint on their backside.
Sure.
Or being encouraged. And so when you see all of these players, and this is what we have asked for in college athletics. Oh, the players have to have freedom. Oh, the players have to be paid. Well, guess what then? You're going to be treated just like other people who have jobs that can be hired and fired at any given moment. And then along with that then also comes, and we're dealing with this right now heavily. In fact, I was just out in Syracuse about an hour ago. We were talking about this, and I said, guys, we're dealing with the greatest example of grass is greener syndrome I've ever seen. Because every young person out there believes if I just go to another school, it's going to be better. I'm going to get more money. I'm going to get more adulation. I'm going to get more playing time. I'm going to get more accolades, whatever it is. And so this thing, listen, I don't think you can slice and dice this thing in any direction and lay it in front of me and have me tell you it's a positive thing. I said the other day at an event, I said, I love the games. I'm just not a big fan of the sports world right now. And that includes professional sports as well. But right now, you know, what's happening at an accelerated pace right now is what's going on in college athletics, and it's highly disturbing to me.
I'm there, too. You know, Mark, I've gone rounds about this over the last several years of whether this is a good thing, whether you can edit this, but there's no controlling it. It's chaos right now. So this is going to be what we see every year, and this is why when I look at a lot of names, my first reaction is, yeah, I wonder if that's as bad as it looks, or if it was something else, or if the coach wanted him gone, or if he didn't think he was going right. to start. I mean, so right. when you get asked, or maybe Mark, help me out. When I get asked, hey, what's I had texters today. I mean, here's one from earlier. Is yeah. something going on at CU? What is your answer to that, Mark?
Well, yeah, it's going on every college campus in America. You know, I mean, I told you I was on a station in Syracuse today, where, of course, I was before coming here, and they were asking because they just picked up Savion Washington and Eddie Lampkin, two Buffalo.
Mm, yeah.
And so I said something. I said, well, that's quite a pipeline we got going. And the host of the show said, boy, there's a pipeline going on everywhere right now. And so I don't – here's the issue with that question. That question is based in a, let's say, a 2015 mentality.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because this host of the show said to me, hey, Eddie Lampkin's at his third school, she would be concerned. And I said, if you would ask me 7-8 years ago, I'd say, yeah, be concerned. But now, no, this is just the reality of what we're living in. So when somebody says there's something going on at CU, well, yeah, college athletics is going on at CU. And we have perverted this thing from a business model standpoint to the point where it's unrecognizable. And so when you ask a question like that, that's a very 2017 kind of mindset, all right? It's different now. The whole thing is totally different. So that question right now is not quite appropriate to what we're living with in terms of the characteristics of how this thing works. Right now the question should be, is Colorado utilizing the system to the best of its ability, and are they weeding out guys they don't think are going to be in, or guys, you know? So you've got to totally change your perception of this thing because it's totally different right now.
Well, and Mark, yeah, last week we were talking to different folks and getting some different research on a guy like Cormani McClain, and you know this more than I do, but a lot of people are thinking or saying that he maybe didn't go to class as much as he should have. He didn't do these things. He didn't do that thing. So we're trying to get that information. There's going to be guys maybe primetime loves them and they got big names and they come here thinking they're going to be just kind of treated like a superstar. But primetime on the other end, which I think a lot of people would appreciate, is saying, no, you got to be, I got to hold you accountable, man. You got to go to all your stuff. And so there are still those stories there. It's not like primetime doesn't know how to coach young men. He was doing it before CU.
Well, Brady, here's the other side of this. And I had a longtime coaching friend. I've mentioned it before. I've got a group of men that I've been friends with for 25, 30 years in this business, who I've maintained relationships with to talk things over about the coaching world and the world of athletics. And one guy told me, he said, there's a major problem happening no one wants to talk about. And I said, what's that? And he said, what we've done, and this gentleman had coached a number of high-level first-round NFL draft picks. He said, when I look back over my career at all the guys who were first-round picks, the hunger in them was off the charts, right? They looked at college athletics as they're just like a student that goes to a high level school and wants to be a great scientist or whatever, right? That was their opportunity to learn and get to the next level, if you will. And he said that's the way the college athletics athletes looked at college athletics for a long period of time. Well, he said now you're taking an 18-year-old kid and you're handing them great fame, Think of Cormani McClain. The dude was nationally famous, for goodness sakes. Then he got recruited by Coach Prime, and he became even more famous. Then you're handing them all kinds of money. In some cases, literally millions of dollars. He said, you don't think that's going to affect the hunger and how they go about their business and how hard they're striving to get to the next level? And then there's some entitlement that goes along with that. If I'm being treated like a star and I'm being paid like a star, well, you know, maybe I don't have to work nearly as hard as everybody else. So that's the other side of this equation nobody wants to talk about. There's a changing mindset of college athletes because we're treating them as if they've really accomplished something, and yet they haven't. And that's going to start watching guys that come in with phenomenal hoopla and how they do or do not translate. You know, in this case, we're talking football, to the NFL, because I think it's going to be fascinating. This coaching friend of mine said, he said, there aren't many hungry kids left out there right now. And he said, that's going to start affecting things.
With Cormani McClain, too, that one's so interesting because a lot of what we're seeing, Mark, and I love it. I think you brought this up, and now I can't stop seeing it in every tweet of a transfer portal kid. It's, I love everything. That being said, you brought that to me, and now you've ruined it. Every time I read one, I'm like, this is weird. But Cormani didn't really do that. He kind of doubled down on it, and he was basically saying, hey, I want to play for a program that's not playing for clicks or whatever. What did you make of that comment?
Well, it's a little bit of a – now, can you level that criticism against the University of Colorado football program because it's probably the most talked about football program in America in that regard? Sure, I guess you can make that claim. But, you know, you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. You can't embrace that, love it, utilize it, and then complain about it, right? There's a problem there. And so that rings a little bit hollow when I saw that from Cormani, you know, because everyone loves the fact, you know, we all get that shot of endorphins, right, when you get the like and you get the, you know, oh, my goodness, holy cow, if you're a kid like that, 800,000 people have retweeted what I just did or my highlight or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden the backing claim, I'm not playing for that. Now, you took advantage of it. You actually were. That was part of who you were and what you were doing. And so that kind of criticism or that kind of comment, you know, just rang a little bit hollow with me.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Yeah, man, it's one of those things where you see these names come up, and you, I think just as a fan, you have to, and a person in the media, you have to just take a step back and not assume the absolute worst from either side at this stage.
Yes.
And that's not to say that that's not going to happen, but I just we have to be careful now because, like you said, this is going to continue to happen. Some teams are going to see high numbers next year. Some are going to have lower numbers next year. It's just the way this is going to go.
Yeah, without question. And getting back to Cormani for a second, listen, you came to the University of Colorado as the number one defensive back in America. You came to play for arguably the greatest defensive back in the country. You're going to play alongside the guy that right now is considered the best in America, in Travis Hunter. The opportunity sitting right there. Everyone then has a responsibility to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, if I lay a $20 bill in front of you and I say it's your $20 bill and you walk away without picking up, that's a you problem, right? If the opportunity is laying in front of you, you've got to take advantage of that. And so, you know, this isn't essentially new with somebody like Cormani McClain or any other athlete we've ever seen. It's always been there. Everything's just exaggerated now because, you know, everything's on social media and something happens and 2 seconds later we all know about it.
Mark, did they get better then? I mean, on the running back side, Dylan Edwards is gone too, and that's another one that has spurred this conversation.
Yeah.
Who had some moments. I mean, that TCU game was great. But then they bring in Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden coming in. So is that kind of a wash there? Or how do you view that?
Well, I'm waiting to see. I know that Hayden didn't have huge numbers or huge touches last year at Ohio State. I know he was a highly regarded guy. A friend of mine who's a running back coach texted me yesterday and said, "Hey, that dude is special." So, but then again, I think Dylan Edwards could be special. I think we saw flashes of that. So it may be a wash when it's all said and done. I mean, we'll wait and see. And then, you know, it's interesting, Savion Washington jumped, Savion Wilkerson, the running back, jumped. And, you know, that was a guy that was with Prime down at Jackson State. So right now that running back room's a little bit on the thin side going into the spring game on Saturday. But, I think maybe that exchange, it might be a wash when it's all said and done.
Last one for you, Mark, and this is just a future kind of question. Looking at a guy like Travis Hunter, do you see his – Is he going to start taking – will he take next year at all to focus on one side of the or the other a little bit more, or do you see him doing basically what he did last year until he got hurt?
Well, I've been in practice, and I've seen him on both sides of the ball, so I don't know if he's going to slow down one way or the other, unless that's something that, you know, maybe Robert Livingston, the new running back coach, or rather defensive backs, or second defensive coordinator, I should say, might be talking to him about. So I'm not privy to that, but he's been on both sides of the ball, and listen, we well know he's dynamic and special on both sides. From an NFL standpoint, it might be wiser maybe to maybe focus on one side, because I don't know that you're going to do that in the National Football League. But my sense is he's still going to be there on either side of the ball, take a lot of snaps.
When he's playing in the NFL, Mark, is he going, if assuming that he can't do that, because that would be very tough, is he a wide receiver or a cornerback?
I've been told, I've talked to two or three scouts, and I've asked that very question. The consensus has been he is special as a defensive back, as a corner, and he is really good as a wide receiver. They all seem to think his natural position is on the defensive side of the ball. So that's my guess where he probably goes.
Mark, always appreciate you, my friend, going there with us. And, yeah, be sure to tell Tad. I'll call him later. I'll return his calls at some point. I'll get back to him, okay?
Well, you know, it really is kind of rude when you just send him voicemail all the time. You need to stop doing that, too. He's a very good coach for
me. I know. I'm busy, Mark. You know, I got stuff to do. Mark, appreciate you, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye.
The voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. And that's what I'm talking about. It's a logical Buffs guy. Brian Howell, who's a reporter, was on with us last week, is a logical Buffs reporter. I'm telling you, prime fans don't make middle-of-the-road Buffs fans that are kind of like, I love the Buffs, but now you're starting to piss me off. Don't drive Buffs fans away. That's what you really need not to do. 12:50 the time. We're going to take a short break here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. A lot of people do not like the idea of Brock Bowers going to Denver at number 12. I put that out on X. You're not happy with it. We'll discuss that and more. Cody Tucker will join us to talk some Wyoming Cowboys football as well. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.